This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Did you know only 0.4% of our 396,000 monthly Joy listeners support us financially? If you love what we do, please show your support this radiothon. This year, there's a new way to show your love. Grab a Joy Passionate Supporters Pack, complete with our 25-year t-shirt, commemorative pin, and our bumper sticker. But hurry, there's only 250 tees available. Head to joy.org.au and click the Passionate Supporter button now. Joy, 25 years proud.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
As you may know, this year's FIFA World Cup is being held in Russia, a country that in recent years has made headlines for its move back towards conservatism and away from individual human rights, specifically for the LGBTI community. While homosexuality and the official change of gender following sex reassignment surgery are legal in the country, no anti-discrimination or protection of gender identity laws exist for LGBTI people. And most recently, gay propaganda laws, known officially as the Federal Russian Law for the Purpose of Protecting Children from Information Advocating for a Denial of Traditional Family Values, was enacted in 2013, which sees locals facing fines, businesses forced to stop trading for 90 days on top of hefty fines, and foreigners and tourists risking arrest, detainment for up to 15 days before being deported, as well as financial penalties if convicted. Recognising this, a number of groups, including British MPs, have spoken out, warning of the risk of LGBT soccer fans travelling to the country for the World Cup. More than active demonstration, fans travelling have been warned against holding hands and public displays of affection, or even waving rainbow flags during the event, citing concerns of violence and so-called fan hooliganism in retaliation, which has seen a significant rise in the country in the wake of the anti-propaganda laws, rather than specific bans. Despite reported claims by the ambassador and others, there is, of course, LGBTI communities throughout Russia, albeit often underground, and they are not taking this threat laying down. Instead, despite dealing with these struggles as part of their everyday lives, Russian LGBT activists are reaching out to those travelling to the country with support. Coming Out is a St. Petersburg-based initiative established in 2008, which works for the universal recognition of human dignity and equal rights for all, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity. This year, Coming Out has established a World Cup LGBT safety hotline in St. Petersburg, with similar organisations set up servicing those in Moscow and other regions across Russia. Dean Akakuri spoke with Polina from Coming Out about the hotline.
So I guess let's just talk about why it was important to set up the phone line, the access line for people.
Yes, sure. Well, during the World Cup, a lot of people obviously will be coming to our city. And a lot of people from European countries where LGBT people is much more positive, where people don't have to worry, you know, about expressing their sexual orientation or gender identity in public. So all these people will be coming here and not, you know, being prepared for the problems that they can meet here. And there are problems. Our government doesn't really do much to combat discrimination and homophobia, aggression, and violence against LGBT people. And as a result, we have an atmosphere here where people can be easily beaten up on the streets for expressing themselves, for holding hands with their partners, sometimes even for just looking different, for example. And this is something that Russian LGBT people are faced with every day in Russia, in St. Petersburg, and it's something that's an increased risk for foreign tourists for coming here.
And when you've got something like the World Cup, the basic fact is you've got people coming from all around the world, so you need to make sure that there's at least a space where they know that there's access for support should it be needed. So what exactly was it that you guys set up with this phone line?
It's a phone line that can be contacted at any time. There are volunteers that are answering the phone. They speak Russian and they speak English, of course. And then the case is, and we have lawyers and we have psychologists who will take care of the person if they met with discrimination or violence. So, for example, if somebody was robbed on the streets, we have lawyers who will immediately investigate. They will immediately look for evidence, for example, recordings of CCTV cameras, witness testimonies, things that need to be collected quickly and passed on to the police so that the police actually investigates these kind of crimes effectively. Because the police here doesn't like to investigate crimes against LGBT people. They really drag their feet. They are very reluctant to open criminal investigations, things like that. So our lawyers help the police and also put pressure on the police to do their jobs.
So this was only set up in St. Petersburg?
Right, this is only for St. Petersburg, a St. Petersburg organization. Our colleagues have a different hotline in Moscow, and then there's an organization that kind of takes care of other regions of Russia.
It's actually wonderful that you guys have gone to this kind of effort for people coming to Russia because, I mean, at the end of the day, the kind of support that you must need to have for yourself, because it doesn't sound easy living there and being supported as an LGBTI person.
Right. Well, obviously, we're doing this for all people. We want everybody to be safe in our city. We love our city dearly, and we want it to be a safe place. During the World Cup, it's the foreign tourists who face more risks because they're maybe less prepared, but it's also Russian citizens. It's also Russian LGBT people who will be facing increased risks because there is a lot of energy around the soccer fans who are celebrating victories or celebrating with beer, with alcohol. So the risk of some kind of aggression and violence is increased for everybody.
You're listening to The Informer on Joy 94.9, and we're continuing Dean Arcuri's conversation with Polina from Coming Out in St. Petersburg about their World Cup LGBT safety hotline, set up to support tourists and locals facing LGBT discrimination during the 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia.
From the way you make it sound, the risk is quite high across the board, and with the police not really acting on it, for someone that's coming into it, we wouldn't have much of an idea. If I was hopping on a plane and coming to watch a game, all I'd really know is I know that it's not that safe a space for LGBTI people. But if you could give a bit more detail about what it's actually like for LGBTI people there on the streets.
Yes, well, in 2013, there was a law adopted in Russia. We call it so-called propaganda of homosexuality law. Just in two words, it forbids distributing information about homosexuality to minors. But this law is phrased in such a vague language that it's really not clear what is legal, what's not legal to do. So, for example, if I am walking down the street with my girlfriend holding hands, there can be a mother with a child passing by, and theoretically she can call on the policeman and say they're doing propaganda of homosexuality in front of my child. So, and we would be subsequently harassed by the police. We could be detained, we could be charged fines for that. So, on one hand, the only really way for LGBT people to stay completely in the so-called lawful space is not to express their homosexuality or their gender identity publicly at all. So basically hide. So this is one part. It's really bad for LGBT people because they feel they really need to hide to be safe. But the other part is the way that this law affects the public opinion and the way that just general public sees LGBT people, because what this law says is pretty much that information about us is harmful to children, that we are, our existence is harmful to children, and that we are kind of a second-class citizens. So what we see is that after the adoption of this law, the aggression and violence towards LGBT people really increased. And sometimes the people who are perpetrating crimes against LGBT people actually say things like there is a propaganda in our country is prohibited, and these people are doing propaganda, and the police doesn't do anything to stop them, so we take it upon our... So it's kind of like vigilantism. And it's pretty scary. And what we see if crimes are committed, and people are afraid to go to the police because the police might harass them further. The police could, for example, take their blackmail and tell them that they will pass on the information about their sexuality to their family or to their employers. So people don't go to the police generally, but if they do, the police very rarely opens criminal investigations. For example, if there was an attack person. And what never ever happens is crimes against LGBT people are never qualified as hate crimes. So they're never really the hate motive. If you're beaten up and who's beating you is telling you you're a faggot and they're beating you because you're that is not going to be taken into account, and this will not be seen as a hate crime. So what it leads to is kind of this atmosphere of everything is allowed against LGBT people.
I guess what I think is really great with the setting up of this support line for anyone really during the World Cup is the fact that it's letting people know that there is support that you can reach out for. There is action and pressure that can be taken in regard to the police, because if you are visiting Russia and something does happen, you don't know what you need to do. You don't know where you need to step. So that's one of the important things of what you guys have set up.
Exactly, and we're very thankful to guys like and women in the foreign media like you for spreading this information about the hotline that we have, because I have a feeling that still most of the people who are coming here don't know about this opportunity and don't know that they can feel a little more protected when they come here.
Well, anything. I mean, we're just doing a little bit. You guys are doing all the work.
But we do see that this violence is happening already, even though the World Cup just started. So we're hoping that this will be an isolated incident, but if things do happen, we're still here ready to provide help.
And it's important, I mean, even if people don't want to speak to the media or are scared about any media attention they've gotten, it's important for them to remember and know that contacting you guys isn't contacting that, to let people know that this is going on and there's support should they need it. And it's really important for people to know the support that they will need if something happens is there.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
All right, thanks for your support.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking with Polina from Coming Out St. Petersburg about the World Cup LGBT Safety Hotline. And for more information, you can go to comingoutspb.com.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.